Tonight on Arena, we look forward to the On Post Irish Book Awards and the artistry of the late Diego Maradona. #51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. In little under half an hour, Ireland's biggest literary celebration, the On Post Irish Book Awards ceremony, will begin. The awards champion everything from novels and non-fiction to poetry, short stories and Irish language publications. And of course, there's the RTE One Listener's Choice Award. We in Arena have been championing Roddy Doyle's book Love, and we'll be speaking to the winner of the Listener's Choice Award before the end of the show. And we don't know who that is just yet. We will find out later. Maria Dickinson from De Bray Books joins me now as we take a look at some of the books that made 2020. And thanks for joining us, Maria, ahead of a very exciting night, obviously, with the award ceremony happening online, etc., at 7:30 this evening. What kind of year would you say 2020 was for books? Given the pandemic, it was an unusual year, Maria.
It certainly was an unusual year on many levels, but one of the most heartening things that we've seen as booksellers is that I think people really have returned to reading for the distraction, for the comfort, for the solace, for the entertainment, for all of the things that, you know, a great book can really take you away from it all. So we've really found customers have engaged with books, and we're so pleased this evening to be celebrating that with the On Post Irish Book Awards. We're celebrating the talent of our Irish writers. We're celebrating the creativity of our booksellers. And, you know, all credit to On Post in this, whose sort of belief in the awards and creativity in bringing the awards in this new format this year. Normally there'd be a sort of book trade event, a gala dinner, but this year everybody can get involved, everybody can watch, which is nice. You can watch live on rte.ie/culture at 7:30 this evening. That's very exciting.
And indeed, and it will be up there for a while afterwards as well for those who stay with us and who want to see and see all. There are 16 categories in total, but I'm just wondering, in terms of sticking with what kind of year 2020 was, Maria, bookshops, almost despite the fact that they were closed down, seem to become and to revitalise themselves and to really creatively respond to the difficulties that people were experiencing during particularly the lockdown in the early part of the year. And suddenly people became aware again, oh, my local bookshop can do something for me that the big online conglomerate can't.
Yeah, very definitely. And I mean, it's been a really interesting year. A lot of booksellers have, you know, moved online in a way that they wouldn't have been before. You see a lot of small bookshops now sort of who've been doing click and collect or phone and collect. At De Bray ourselves, we have a kind of gift consultant phone line so customers can ring in for that. You know, people love bookshops for the chats. You know, they love to come in and talk about books and engage. So, you know, trying to replicate that while we're in this temporary period of lockdown has been, it's been a challenge, but it's been great. The response, you know, the love for books in Ireland is remarkable, and it's an absolute pleasure to serve that, I have to say.
Yeah, and obviously next week we're hoping that when the restrictions are eased somewhat that we will actually be able to go back into a bookshop and browse.
Yes.
Do you remember
and
that
you'll
old
be
thing?
Very, very welcome. And that was actually, it was very nice to see during the period that shops were open, customers did feel, you know, the safety and comfort of a bookshop and came in and browsed as they would have done. So that was, you know, it was really nice to see that engagement still there. It takes more than a pandemic to knock the Irish book trade
absolutely
down.
So. Now, we're not going to go through all 16 categories on the list, but I guess what's important here is the breadth of the style of book that is covered by the award. Maria, you're not just talking about novels, you're not just talking about nonfiction. You really do cover a vast array and range of types of books.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, there is a book for everybody, and we've tried as much as we can to reflect that in the number of awards that we have. So, as you said, there's the kind of the classic, the fiction, the crime, and then you've got your nonfiction cookbook, sport. You've got newcomer of the year. The children's categories are incredibly important. So we have, you know, senior, junior, teen books of the year. You've got your Irish language, your short stories, your poems. There really is something for everybody.
We've asked you to take a look at a couple of different categories and maybe ones that might particularly interest those who listen to us on a regular basis. And I guess there's no better place to start than with popular fiction. A couple of titles that jumped out at you here. I think Russell Carroll Kelly should win the Lifetime Achievement Award for the best titles ever given to books. This year's called Braywatch.
Braywatch, which at Dubray is particularly dear to our heart, obviously, because our original store was in Bray. So we've had lots of fun with that this year. But yeah, I mean, he always has his finger on the pulse. Absolutely. You know, great, great humour, great knowledge of Irish society. And, you know, he's been writing for so long, so accurately, and the support for him has never dwindled. So, yes, wonderful to see him.
And Graham Norton is almost a perennial now in the Irish
Absolutely.
Book Awards, isn't he?
Yes, yeah. This is Graham's third book, all of which have been nominated and won one. So, be interesting to see now this evening.
So, there are others in that category as well. What is it that Did you sit down as a group and look at the different categories to decide which book comes to the fore? How was that actually done?
Well, I'm delighted to say that this is done by a public vote, because looking at the quality of the submissions and the quality of the shortlists, it would be a very heavy task for a small group of people to
there's a lot of reading
to actually select. So yeah, there's a long public voting process, and after the awards today, there'll be a process to allow the public to vote between the different category winners to have the overall on First Irish Book Awards Book of the Year, which will be announced.
Yeah, that Irish Book of the Year can be anything. It can be a cookery book, it can be a sports book, it can be a non-fiction book, it can be a novel, it can be anything at all. It's up to the public to look at the category winners and take it from there.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This year, of course, it's the year just gone was Vicky Phelan's wonderful memoir, Overcoming, which really did strike a chord, and was wonderful to see that win. So we'll see what happens this year.
Crime fiction, it just seems to be unendingly popular and growing in popularity. And I'm just looking down at the nominations here. Jane Casey, Louise O'Neill, Liz Nugent, Catherine Ryan Howard, Lucy Foley. Oh, and Steve Kavanagh.
Steve Kavanagh. Oh, yeah. Ladies are leading the charge.
We spoke to three crime fiction authors on Friday night, in fact, in connection with an event at the Dublin Book Festival, and Jane Casey being one of them. What do you make of the fact that we have five women in there and one man? Is it a genre in terms of writing that you think is now being dominated by women writers?
Well, certainly in the last few years, there are some incredible female Irish crime writers, to the extent, I don't know if you discussed this on Friday, that the term Emerald Noir was coined to describe the genre. There is fantastic talent in this category. You have two former winners there already. So Liz Nugent and Jane Casey have both won in previous years. Louise O'Neill, wonderful writer. This is her first crime novel, and it's rather sort of inspired by the Sophie Toscan de Plantier case, the impact that a crime can have on a small community. Great atmospheric book. And then you've got Lucy Foley's The Guest List, which is a fantastic, body found at a wedding romp of a novel. I actually read it right at the beginning of lockdown, and it was just perfect page turner. Catherine Ryan Howard just goes from strength to strength. And Steve, yeah. Flying a flag for the men. That book's also done fantastically well. So it's a really, really strong list there again. Very hard one to pick a winner from.
Yeah, well, mind you, when I look at the On Post Irish Novel of the Year, Anne Enright, Keelan Hughes, Elaine Feeney, Emma O'Donoghue, and Maggie Farrell, and Donal Ryan.
Absolutely.
Again, weighted very much. It would seem as if our writers are, the gender balance is beginning to rebalance itself, one hopes.
That's an interesting point. It is. I mean, that list is such a fantastic testimony to the quality of writing that's coming out of Ireland today. I mean, they're a wonderful, wonderful selection of books. Donal Ryan, obviously, writing at the absolute height of his power. Strange Flowers is absolutely magnificent. Pull of the Stars, so topical. The story of that book, it's set in Dublin, about the 1918 pandemic. She literally handed in, I think, the week that coronavirus was confirmed to be a pandemic. So it's incredibly very powerful book.
I know that the fact that obviously when you hear a writer doing something like that, they didn't make their mind up to suddenly write a novel and to get it published, 3 weeks after it all started.
Yeah, it really resonates. It's a wonderful book. And then, you've got wonderful to see Keelan Hughes and Elaine Feeney in there with their, sort of making their first appearance on a Novel of the Year award. Anne Enright, obviously a legend in her own right. And Maggie O'Farrell's Hamnet, which is a very moving book. Very sad.
Yeah, we spoke to her about that book on the programme as well. And just one final category that I'll mention this evening is the RT Radio 1 Listener's Choice Award. And this is, I suppose, another type of public vote, but very much the RT Radio 1 listeners. And each of us on our various programmes have been plugging the one that we've been trying to champion. I know you're not going to tell me anyway, but I obviously have been championing Roddy Doyle's Love. But again, you look at the nominations here, such hugely successful books. Dara McNulty's Diary of a Young Naturalist, Keelan Shanley's A Light That Never Goes Out, Patrick Frayne's Okay, Let's Do Your Stupid Idea, Book of Essays, Keelan Hughes, The Wild Laughter, and Roddy Doyle's Love. I'd be hard put to vote myself if I wasn't championing Roddy Doyle.
Absolutely, it's a hard one to call. I think that list in itself kind of encapsulates the range of titles that you have and the range of talent that there is. So you have, books that'll make you laugh, cry, think, learn. There's so much embodied across that list. It really is, difficult one to choose from, but we will find out soon.
So is there somebody out there now who's making their way over to Evelyn O'Rourke, who's presenting the awards online this evening, with envelopes that have been kept secret for the whole day, or what way has it been working?
That's it, we're waiting for the big reveal.
Yeah, so the votes are counted and now the time is for the big reveal. No legal challenges,
I
hope.
It won't take as long as the American election, but we'll all hear about it.
Yeah, no legal challenges from anybody, we're hoping, tonight at any rate. Well, listen, Maria, do enjoy. I'm sure you're going off to watch that. I'll forgive you for not listening to me this evening. All right. And we might hear we will be speaking to the winner of the RTÉ Radio 1 Listener's Choice Award before the end of the programme. Hopefully that announcement will have been made and we will talk to that winner, as I said, later on. Feast of Talent on display from the On Post Irish Book Awards. We'll find out who's won in a short while. Thanks to Maria Dickinson for joining us. Don't forget that the voting will be open for the On Post Irish Book of the Year, and there'll be an awards TV show on that particular winner on the 10th of December. But in the meantime, you can watch the unfolding of events tonight from 7:30. But you'll get the winner of the Listener's Choice here with us, and the show will be available for catch up on the RTE player if you want to stay with us and find out about Diego Maradona. And also, by the way, Small Axe, we're reviewing the third of Steve McQueen's film, been making great waves on the BBC One on Sunday evenings. So that and more coming up after this break.